In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives three very practical ways for us to cultivate detachment and become truly happy. While dealing with all living entities, one should shelter them and support them. As much as one wishes to take care of oneself and be happy oneself. That is called a sarva bhutatma bhutatma. So how can one be so compassionate to living entities, shelter them and support them, as much as one is concerned about one's own happiness and one's own stability? In order for one to be able to do it, one definitely has to control one's mind, one's senses and one's intelligence. Without doubt that it will not be possible to deal with the living entities in that way. Therefore, there is so much discussion in Bhagavad Gita on how to restrain the senses, how to cleanse the mind, and how to strengthen the intelligence by spiritual wisdom. So by doing this, one will be able to shelter and support. For example, Yudhishthira Maharaj was so forgiving towards Ashwatthama and Jayadratha and such people. He could shelter and support even sinful people like that, even Dhritarashtra. On the other hand, as opposed to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Duryodhana was not sheltering and supporting any living entities. Rather, he was exploiting and enjoying as much as possible. Secondly, Lord Krishna says, one should also cultivate jnana, to know the difference between body and soul. Because as much as we identify with the body, we become extremely miserable in this world. We are torn to pieces because of the misidentification which causes shoka, moha, bhaya and keeps us stooped in ignorance. But by cultivating the knowledge of soul's difference from the body, we clearly come to understand that we are pure spirit soul currently living in a foreign place, and we are being bound by so many artificial sense of responsibility, which is called self-created duties. So I am aloof from all this. One can see that. Thirdly, Krishna is teaching Arjuna to Arjuna to offer all the fruits of his activities to Krishna. Why should the fruits be offered? Just like when you are working for a factory, some company, as soon as you enter the company, at the entrance gate, you know, you are supposed to take an identity tag, which they hang on your neck with a card, which shows that you are actually going into a company and you have identity in that company for doing some work.